Greetings, I'm Jimmy Chapman, and today's podcast is going to be a quick one. Why? Well, I already recorded this podcast earlier, did a lot of talks about COVID-19, the tolls it's taking, what the world and I am doing for it, how it's affected my goals this month. And things kind of took a different track by the end. We began to talk about diving into depression and the melancholic feeling that I had when I was recording this. It was kind of deep, and it showed me where I needed to change. So, in that case, it was very therapeutic. So, I came back here, and we are going to redo this podcast and talk about a few of the same things, but different. After realizing that I was in dire straits, I immediately began to go eat a lot of extra food, healthy food, mind you, eat some chocolate, which is good for the brain, especially if you get it dark, did a few pull-ups, and downed a few extra supplements, such as my Whole Foods multivitamin, and vitamin B, and vitamin D3. I went off to a great day of work working from home, and now I'm back here the night before this podcast goes out to talk again. Now let's look at the world as a whole. Things are bad. Heck yes, this is not an argument. This is factually what's happening, and things are kind of sucky right now. Governments are scrambling on the federal, the state, and the city level. Hospitals are floundering. The careless are causing danger abroad. People are dying. And these are all things beyond our scope of comprehension, let alone control. So, what can we control? Well, there are a few things. You've heard them before. We'll list them off again. Stay home. Wash your hands with soap and water. Don't bulk buy and hoard masks and groceries and other supplies. Keep your distance of at least a meter, hopefully 2 meters, from anybody else that you encounter. And generally, follow the CDC and World Health Organization guidelines. I'll include a link to WHO in the notes for this podcast. Those things in mind, we can also control ourselves. Something that came to mind, at least for me, is to read less of the media. I, who am already following the guidelines that were established 2-3 months ago, need to do this. I have no need to know the new counts of dead, the new counts of those infected, some might call it madness spreading through certain areas of the world. Or get the quick dopamine hit of the happy stories of ways we can overcome this. All I need to know is I am surviving, my loved ones are taken care of, and I have enough food in the pantry. But something else we can do is schedule safe fun for ourselves. That's something you can do right now. Make sure you're treating yourself well and not forgetting that this is a time for self-growth, but also self-awareness, that you should tap into what makes you happy and do those things, so long as it's not making things worse for everybody else. And speaking of other people, call someone. And with your home routine, keep it regular, even if it's a new routine. And that feeds into sleep. Make sure you're sleeping and getting up at the same times every day. Work out a bit, as best you can. Push-ups, pull-ups, even a run. I did a march in front of the TV the other day, and it was quite a workout to raise your knees in a steady motion, standing on your toes for half an hour. Try it sometime. And afterward, shower. Dress yourself. And don't forget to have something to eat. Many in the world, some you may know, most you don't, are not okay right now. Many others are actively making things worse. I hope you're not the former, and I expect you not to be in the latter. I do hope you take care of yourself as we ride this thing out for, who knows, 2 months at least? Maybe 2 years? We'll see. That concern is for tomorrow, though. And you're here today. So be well, okay? Yeah, I guess this one got pretty deep, too. Anyway, I'll talk to you next week about March's goals and what we have to look forward to in April. Cheers for now.